Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Are you looking for toys and other items to distribute to families in your congregation or not-for-profit organization? What about the Word of God? Do you know deep in your heart that it is true and infallible? On this Encounter, we'll discuss both of these topics. I'm Judy Redlich. Please stay tuned. My first guest is Tony DeFranco, and he's the Vice President of Programs at a wonderful organization called Wynn Warehouse. Tony, welcome to Encounter.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks for having me in today.
Wait till you hear about what this ministry does. Tony, tell us, it's a save more, serve more. What is Wynn Warehouse all about?
Well, we've been around for 32 years in the St. Louis area now. We are a nonprofit organization, and we were founded by a gentleman named Clinton Laws. So Clinton founded the organization to provide product donations to nonprofit organizations that came from excess inventory from corporations. So for 32 years, we've been providing charities, churches, and schools across the nation with brand new product donations from all sorts of manufacturers, donors, retailers, and distributors across the country.
Now, are you talking about toys or other products as well?
We do just about any type of product that will benefit somebody in the nonprofit community. So regardless of whether it is for your office or facilities or to be able to serve the populations that you serve, children, babies, homeless, whatever those populations are. But toys is something that we've been doing for a number of years. And 4 years ago, we kicked off Operation Toy Deploy.
I love that phrase, Operation Toy Deploy.
We love it too. Our folks at Think Tank PR here in St. Louis came up with that, and we've been rolling with it ever since.
And you're doing that during the holiday season so that not-for-profits and churches can get more available toys for the families they serve.
That's exactly correct. So we have $1 million worth of toys to get into the, just this year, more than $1 million worth of toys to get into the hands of families who need the most.
And what kind of toys are we talking about? Give us some samples.
Well, we have arts and crafts for kids. We have fun ride-on toys for children as well. We also have games. We have plush toys. And when we're talking about these toys, we're not talking about donated used toys. For example, these plush toys that I'm talking about, the stuffed animals, came as excess inventory from a company that makes these for museum and zoo gift shops.
Whoa.
So if you've ever, I'm sure you've had to exit a museum or a zoo at some point in your life and you've seen these toys, they're very high quality. Everything's brand new. We also have things that can help out other members of the family. So right now we have diaper bags and backpacks and any way we can serve the community, serve the families, if we can do it, we're going to try and do it.
Let's just talk about the process,
sure thing.
Tony. What do people do if they are interested in getting some of these things?
So we serve directly nonprofit organizations, churches, charities, public schools, nonprofit schools. And the way for those organizations to get a hold of us, you can either go to our website at wynnwarehouse.org.
That's wynnwarehouse.org.
Correct. Common spelling of both of those words, Wynn Warehouse. Or if you want to get information directly about Operation Toy Deploy, you can go to toydeploy.org.
Toydeploy.org.
Yep. And you'll get information about our organization. Membership is free. What membership does is it allows us to verify that your organization is what you say that it is and that you're a person who is authorized to receive donated products on behalf of your nonprofit. But the registration itself just takes a few minutes online and it's completely free. And from there, you have access to our entire portfolio of donated product, including everything that's available for Toy Deploy this year.
I love that. Operation Toy Deploy. Maybe your church is looking for gifts to give to the whole family. Maybe Operation Toy Deploy might be your source this year. And wouldn't that just be a blessing to save money that you could use other places? Now, talk about the fees there of getting some of these products.
So the way that all of our programs work is the nonprofit organizations, when they receive a donation from us, an order of donated product, they pay us a handling fee, which we guarantee is always at least 75% less than whatever the retail value of the item is. And in some cases, it's significantly less, depending on the type of donation and the amount.
And probably if they pick it up or if you have to ship it.
Right. So we're conveniently located here in St. Louis. So if we're in the city of St. Louis, if you're local, you can come pick it up and then not have to spend any money on, any kind of delivery or shipping. But we do work with organizations from coast to coast. And in that case, those organizations can either arrange their own shipping or we can help them do that. But we don't charge extra for that. It's just a pass-through cost of whatever the shipping company would charge.
Tony DeFranco, Vice President of Programs at the organization, winwarehouse.org is the website, winwarehouse.org. Tony, what caused you to get involved in Win Warehouse?
Well, actually, Judy, God sent me a text message, and you didn't even know to ask me this question because there's no way you could have heard this story.
No, I didn't.
But it was 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago now, and I had been doing some freelance consulting as a marketer and somebody who is in the nonprofit space. And I had a job offer actually with a local real estate company to be their marketing director. Mm-hmm. At the last moment, somebody who I knew had introduced me to Travis Laws, who is currently the president of the organization. His father founded it, and Travis is the president now. He introduced the two of us, and at the time, the organization, Win Warehouse, Travis was looking for somebody to help come in and manage the inventory, the e-com system, the marketing end of the business as well. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a very defined position, and it didn't come with a whole lot of salary. And being a marketing director for a real estate company did. But I so felt drawn to this organization and its mission to help people and to help organizations. So the night before I had to make a decision about which of these jobs I was going to take, I remember sitting on my couch in the evening about 6 p.m. and I was praying and I was saying, Lord, please help me make this decision because I don't know how I can leave this amount of money on the table for my family, but I feel like you're drawing me to this thing. And at the moment that I said that, I got an alert on my phone, which I thought was a text message. And I looked and it was actually my Bible app, verse of the day. And I glanced down at it and it said, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money. And I took that as a very direct answer to my prayer. And the next morning, I called the president of a real estate company who was very disappointed. And then I called the president of a nonprofit organization who was very excited.
Tony DeFranco, Vice President of Programs, has been working at the Win Warehouse for about 10 years now, and God has surely given you a story that you could share.
So we have things that we receive sometimes that are donated, and we have no idea what we're going to do with these. So like, for example, there was one year that we had this just massive industrial pipe threader that a safety company had donated to us, and we had no idea what we were going to do with it. And we hadn't even put it away anywhere. It was just kind of sitting out on the floor, and somebody had come in and seen it and said, what are you doing with that? And we said, well, I don't know. Is it donated pipe threader that we just got? And he said, well, we're drilling wells in Africa, and that is the exact type of thing that we would need. And Judy, you're right. There are so many stories of a homeless veteran who had been in Colombia, lost his job, came to St. Louis, went to the VA. The VA was helping him to place him on a job, and the VA employment office called us and said, hey, we found a job for this guy. The problem is he has to have all of his own tools. So we ended up outfitting this gentleman with about $3,000 or $4,000 worth of brand new tools. And I think that the VA paid about a $200, $300 fee for our service to be able to do that. And this gentleman not only got a job, but for the first time had his own brand new tools that he owned. And to be able to talk to him and to hear his excitement and dignity that he had from this process is just overwhelming sometimes.
God moves in mysterious ways, doesn't he, Tony?
All sorts of ways.
Let's go back to Operation Toy Deploy. How can people get involved?
I would recommend going to toydeploy.org, and you'll see information about the program. You'll find out how to get involved. And there's some great, speaking of God stories, there's some great testimonials on that page. There's a couple of videos from Mind of Christ Church in East St. Louis. Everybody's just got to click on that video. And also from the Marine Toys for Tots, who we had partnered with a couple years ago.
Wonderful. Vice President of Programs at Win Warehouse. If you're a not-for-profit organization or you're a church and you're looking for toys or other gifts to give to family members in your ministry, this might be an answer to prayer for you. Tony, again, that website?
toydeploy.org.
toydeploy.org for the toys and winwarehouse.org for anything else. Tony, we don't have much time left, but share something that is really on your heart about this ministry that would encourage people that God does provide.
I am going to say that, especially in the St. Louis community, it has been so heartening and so wonderful to see the outreach, the churches coming in to get these things and going physically out into the neighborhoods and communities, not to people who are coming to church, but to people who are sitting in their houses right now who don't have the means to receive some of these items. I would just encourage everybody to know that God works in the streets of our communities. He works everywhere, not just inside our church buildings. That's what's on my heart. That's what I love having conversations with our local pastors and bishops about. It just is so wonderful to see how God works when you're available for Him to work.
Save more, serve more is the motto of Win Warehouse. Tony DeFranco, who is the Vice President of Programs at the organization, has been my guest today. Operation Toy Deploy, you might want to get involved with that. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter 20. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Judy. It was great.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The smart wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.